The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi channel, welcome to another silsila of Path to Success. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in this silsila we have many things we learn and benefit from, Alhamdulillah. So it's a humble request that you continue watching all the way to the end, inshallah. You will learn and benefit a lot from this, inshallah, as well. And we have a very unique and great topic for you. Our topic is today, stay hopeful. Inshallah, Azawajal, watch towards the end, inshallah, Azawajal. And inshallah, you will benefit from this. Because hope is that thing. Without hope, you can say that the world does not run. Our lives are running upon hope. And we should have hope in our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hope could be related to many different things. Sometimes there are hope in the matters of the worldly affairs. Then there's hope in the matters of forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's hope regarding this world, and also hope in regards to the hereafter. Inshallah, our Muballighs are with us today. We have Waseem bhai with us as well, Alhamdulillah Azawajal today. We have Shahid bhai with us, Alhamdulillah. And we have our beloved Ustad Tariq Madani with us, Alhamdulillah. We also have Hafiz Adil with us, inshallah. We will listen to a kalam and talawat of the Holy Quran from him in a short while, inshallah. So our topic, stay hopeful, inshallah Azawajal. So inshallah, this is what we're going to be discussing today. But before we talk upon our topic, let's listen to a fazila of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever likes that Allah azza wa jal be pleased with him when he is presented before Allah azza wa jal should recite Durood Sharif abundantly upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also giving us a way of being hopeful from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with that person. And one of the ways you can gain that is alhamdulillah, by reciting salutation, by reciting peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in abundance, inshallah. And this abundance we hear time to time again, and some of the viewers of Madani channel might be thinking, what is this abundance? What do you mean by abundance? This actually means that to recite in a large quantity. And the ulama have mentioned different figures of abundance. Some have mentioned 10,000, some have mentioned 5,000, some have mentioned 1,200,000, and some have mentioned 313 times to be a figure of abundance. Anyway, as much as we can, the more we will recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah azza wa jal, we hope that this will count in abundance and we'll get the blessings of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance. We'll listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran and the praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Hafiz Adil, inshallah. Ji Hafiz.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله صدق الله العظيم. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. بلغ العلا بك كماله بلغ العلا بك كماله كشف دجى بجماله حسن جميع صفاته. صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله. کوئی دور رہ کے پاس ہے
پر گئے اسے آ
Alhamdulillah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madi channel, today, Alhamdulillah, the topic we have is stay hopeful. And inshallah, we'll be discussing on this topic regarding staying hopeful, especially when in the last year or two, people have gone through many difficulties, many hardships, but for many, there was hope. Alhamdulillah, for many, they've gone with this hope, Alhamdulillah, they've seen that their hopes had brought them success. Shahid Bhai, this difficult time, which we're just going through, or you can say the last year or two, many people, they were in this critical stage where they had problems with breathing, they were very ill or in a critical state in hospital. And this wasn't the normal people who would probably, you'll find that an elderly person at that age and he's in this. You had young people losing hope in the state that they were struggling to breathe, or they were struggling to survive in some way, and they were losing hope. But Alhamdulillah, one of the things we shine by, the beauty is that our deen, our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hope. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, as believers, this is a very strong thing which we have given as part of our iman, is hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in relying upon Allah. I remember Shahid Bhai, a brother came to me and he said to me, my mother-in-law, the doctors have said she's got 24 hours, she won't survive. And the first thing which came to my mind at that time, I tried to give him hope. Alhamdulillah, as for the views of Madni channel, whenever you find someone in a difficult state, whenever you find someone struggling or going through hardship, that it's a time to give them hope. And, Shahid Bhai, when this brother came to me, he said that, please make dua. They were really preparing themselves for the next stage, really, for the ghusl e mayyat and for tadfeem and etc. They were preparing themselves for that. And I gave him hope and I said to him, rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if the doctors have said she's got 24 hours, but everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give sadaqah. Give something in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we still have hope till the last moment, till the soul is taken out. We still have a hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure her. And alhamdulillah, Shahid Bhai, the brother, he phoned me and he said, your words, it really made me think. And alhamdulillah, my mother-in-law, she has come home. You know, this is what it is. It's hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we lose hope. Why? Because someone has said something. Someone has said, oh, this person is not going to survive, or this is not going to happen. But alhamdulillah, we as believers, we've been given hope in the mercy of Allah. Ji Shahid bhai, what? Where do you want to make a start? Our topic is staying hopeful, inshallah.
MashaAllah, Ghanam bhai. Beautiful topic and a very important topic as well. We see that as humans, we face many issues in life. Sometimes we have happy times, sometimes we have difficult times. And when we have happy times, such as, you know, financially we're stable, our families are good, home atmosphere is good, we got a good job, health is good, everything, we enjoy that life. On the other hand, when we have problems, whether it's financial problems, whether it's matrimonial problems, financial problems, home problems, children problems, we tend to start questioning ourselves, why I'm having these problems? You know, why is the reason that I am having such a problem? And we tend to lose hope on this aspect. We don't realize that problems are from Allah Almighty and solutions are from given as well. There's three types of people of the Nabi in these circumstances. When first group of people is when someone faces a problem, they know that this problem, this issue is sent by Allah Almighty and it's a temporary situation, and they tend to deal with that difficulty, they tend to deal with the issue, and they don't get nervous. They have the courage to keep themselves together and tackle with the issue. The second kind of people we normally get is that who get worried in a difficult time, and they think, how am I going to deal with this issue? They start to panic. And when they panic, they get a bit more nervous and they lose the aspect of handling that issue. Then you get the third kind of people. When they face a problem, they completely lose it. And when they completely lose it, they don't know how to face an issue. They don't know how to tackle the issue. And when that happens, they let other problems overtake them because they begin to worry more about the problem than anything else. And when they start worrying about the problem, this creates a further problem within the self, either a health issue or either something more significant. Now, if we just look on this aspect of the number, is that two types of issues here. One, there's a solution to it, or there's an alternative to these problems. Whatever problem you face, there's either a solution or there's an alternative. For example, if someone is driving a car and they're traveling on a motorway, they get the tire punctured and or the car breaks down, there's a solution to that. What is the solution? You'll get your replacement tire, you'll get it fixed. The second kind of is that if someone passes away in the family, then you got to accept that that person was temporarily in this world and you got to deal with that issue and the aspect. So you can't say that, you know, what is the solution to this person has passed away. You can accept that we are going to go one day as well. The person from my family, he is gone, and this is the situation.
Right, no one denies that. There's no one on the face of the earth who will deny death. Yeah, everyone knows that death will come to them.
Absolutely, but the problem is when people are, you know, when they deal with issues, some people cannot handle certain issues in a particular way to control themselves. Some people lose self-control in certain circumstances. And it is important that we keep self-control on every difficulty and every issue we have. Whether it's positive or negative, we keep self-control. We ask Allah Almighty for His mercy in every aspect, whether it's good, whether it's bad times. We should praise Allah Almighty, thank Allah Almighty in good times, and ask for His mercy in difficult times, and ask Allah Almighty to give us the strength and ability to keep us going and to keep us strong in the difficult time. Allah Almighty sends tests upon us. And when He sends these tests upon us, it's a test that how are we going to handle these issues. Some people, they, when they face a problem, first thing they'll do is they neglect their daily prayers, which is compulsory, but we should be praying our daily prayers. But because of a problem that we have faced, what we do, we think, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, and we neglect our prayer. Whereas if we continued praying on a daily basis the way we should be praying our five daily prayers, the problem that we're facing, it won't be a problem. We'll find solutions within that as well. And inshallah, throughout the program, we'll discuss other matters as well.
Jee, what Shahid Bhai is basically saying, you know, if you just look at the example of the worldly affairs, someone, he finds it difficulty to earn a sustenance or bring food on the plate, you can say, or earn some livelihood. Yet he continues, he doesn't give up. There's always hope for it. You know, a person, no matter how much a person, he doesn't have anything, but he's still trying. He continues trying to earn a livelihood. And he will continue till the last breath. And this is the worldly matters. When we are in the matters of the dunya, we are not losing hope. Wasim Bhai, the example is that you probably noticed, I don't think people experience it in the same way now, but a person who's chasing after the bus, right? He knows that time of the bus is this time, he's still running. He's still running for it. Maybe that the bus will still remain stop for him and he'll get on. Or he's running for the train. He knows the time of the train is going to leave, but he's got this hope inside him. He might just make it. You know, I've seen many people, they say, oh, I'm late for this. But yet you find them still with, they've got this aspect of hope. I'm late, but he's going to still try. You know, if someone is running late for an interview, right, he ain't going to just say, oh, I ain't going to make it. He will still make the effort and he still has hope that after this that he will get the job as well. He's going to be late for the interview and he's still got hope inside him that I'm going to get the job as well. So, you know, when we in the worldly matters are having this type of hope, then in the matters of the affairs of our deen, sometimes we lose hope, and we've seen people totally have lost hope in this pandemic. People have lost hope of their lives. People have lost hope of their, you know, so many things of their lives. You know, people turned away from everything. I was seen by.
That's right. Abdul Rahman, first of all, it's an absolutely beautiful topic today. And it's actually giving us hope on the panel as well. And for those viewers of Madini Channel, anybody that's watching that is going through any difficulty, any problem, then continue to watch this program, because inshallah today we will be mentioning some solutions to the problems that we face in today as well. But Abdul Rahman, first of all, hope. This is part of life. Without this, you know, everything would fail, in other words. So hope is a very significant part of our life. Every day we need hope. It keeps us going, it keeps us moving. And first of all, what's the definition of hope? It's a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen, that you want something to happen. Now, for example, when a child cries, the child at that time has hope that someone's going to feed me. Okay. Someone goes for an interview, they've got this hope that yes, they might not have the top grades, but they've got this hope that I might get the job. Then parents send their children to school. Why? With this hope that they're going to get a good education. Why do students go to university? Why do they go to college? I've got hope that I'm going to get a good degree that's going to give me a good job. So hope is constantly required. You know, even I just mentioned a beautiful waqia that actually took place with myself. I think it was 2 months ago, and you know the brother as well. One brother called me, and his brother-in-law had COVID positive. He was in intensive care. I think 20 days he was in intensive care. He called me, brother, you've got a majlis, you've got a diploma for funeral. Can we start preparing now?
Yeah, a number of people calling us in this relation, that, you know, when they were thinking that the person's going to pass, because the doctors had said he's got 24 hours or he's got this much time. And they totally was, there was no sign of hope. They were approaching us in the sense, Wasim Bhai, that, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. So our loved one's going to pass away and we need someone to do ghusl-e-mayyit.
That's right. He actually said to me, my brother-in-law's only got 4 or 5 hours to live.
Allah.
And please, can you sort it out? So I can't remember, I contacted you, Salafi, or the brothers, that look, this is something possible, and if you could stay. But I said a few words to him, and alhamdulillah, another brother, he mentioned this as well, and I picked it up from there. Remember, we will continue to have hope in the mercy of Allah until the final breath.
Allah.
So we will never give hope. And Abdul Rahman, by believe it or not, after 3 days I called him, what's the situation? My brother-in-law is out of ICU. Then a few weeks later I called him, my brother-in-law has actually come out from hospital, he's home now. So this is something that, you know, hope, no matter what the difficulty is, no matter how severe it is, we will continue to have hope in the mercy of Allah. And people might be thinking at this moment in time, what are they speaking about? But Allah himself says in the Holy Quran, and do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. This is a commandment from Allah. They do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Unfortunately, today, people give up very quickly. This is not happening, that's not happening. This is, and in other words, this is not going to happen now. continue to have belief in the mercy of Allah until that task is achieved. And the other thing that I would like to mention here, in regards to hope, some people, they have so much hope. Now, for example, Allah is the most merciful. Allah is Rahman, He is Rahim, Allah is going to forgive us. That doesn't mean that we miss our namaz, we miss our roze, we start disobeying our parents. We will still have to do the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, because remember, Iman is balanced between two things, hope and fear. You can't have so much hope that this takes you away from the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and you should not have too much fear that you start thinking to yourself that I can't be forgiven, my sins can't be forgiven. Meaning we have to remain in the middle. We have to have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, but we have to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is the sign of a believer as well, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Asim bhai very beautifully put this forward regarding hope. And yes, my dear viewers, one side is hope, the other side is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should continue having this as well. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be in our hearts, and the hope of His mercy should be in our hearts as well, inshallah. And this will make us successful. We also have, mashallah, Ustaz Sahib with us. Ustaz Sahib, in our language, Urdu zuban mein kehte na ke umeed par dunya qaim hai. How truthful this call is, or what does this mention? Also, Sasa, one thing I wanted to ask was this hope, the word hope in Arabic language, how would you say it, and where does it lead towards? Alhamdulillah.
Ji Abdurrahman bhai, ye jo hope ke liye Arabic ka jo lafz hai wo Arabic mein ar-raja hai.
Ar-raja.
Ar-raja. और ये ऐसा चैप्टर है कि जिस पर सिर्फ आज हम बात नहीं कर रहे हैं, बल्कि सहाबाए किराम आलिम रिदवान ने इस पर उन्होंने वाज किए हैं, उन्होंने नसीहतें की हैं. कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में इसका जिक्र किया गया है और अहदीस तैयबात में इसका जिक्र मौजूद है. और आप हमारे पायस प्रेडिसेसर्स को देखेंगे कि वो हमेशा इसी बात की तरफ जो है समझाते रहते थे कि खौफ और रजा के दरमियान रहना, खौफ और रजा के दरमियान रहना. तो अल्लाह तबारक व तआला कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में इरशाद फरमाता है, वयर्जून रहमतहु वयखाफून अज़ाबहु, सूरह बनी इसराइल की वर्स नंबर 57 में, कि ये अपनी रब की रहमत की उम्मीद रखते हैं, होप रखते हैं, वयखाफून अज़ाबहु, और अल्लाह के अजाब से डरते हैं. तो ये उनकी बात हुई कि जो नेक अफराद हैं. और फिर एक और जगह पर फरमाया, सूरत सजदा की आयत है, आयत नंबर 16, सुभान अल्लाह, बड़ी प्यारी बात फरमाई अल्लाह तबारक व तआला कुरान मजीद फुरकान हमीद में इरशाद फरमाता है. इससे पहले उन्हीं लोगों का जिक्र किया जा रहा है जो सजदे करते हैं, जो अल्लाह ताला की बारगाह में झुकते हैं. उसके बाद वाली आयत में फरमाया, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَدَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. فرمایا کہ یہ وہ لوگ ہیں, ان کے پیچھے ان کی نیک صفتیں بیان کی کہ یہ سجدے میں گرے رہتے ہیں, اور یہ وہ لوگ ہیں کہ جو اپنے بستروں سے جدا رہتے ہیں. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ, جنوب کہتے ہیں یہ لیفٹ اور یہ رائٹ کی سائڈ, یعنی کہ وہ لیٹتے نہیں ہیں, یا وہ سوتے تو بہت کم سوتے ہیں جس کی تفسیر میں بیان کیا, وہ اپنے بستروں سے جدا رہتے ہیں. یدعون ربہم, اور وہ اپنے رب کو پکارتے ہیں, خوفن و طمع, خوف سے بھی اور امید سے بھی. قرآن پاک میں صرف خوف کا ذکر نہیں بلکہ طمعن کا بھی لفظ ہے. طمعن کا ویسے لٹرلی مانا تو گریڈ ہے, لالچ ہے, لیکن جب یہ خوف کے ساتھ طمع کا لفظ آتا ہے تو اس کا معنی ہوتا ہے امید, یعنی خوف کے ساتھ اور ہوپ کے ساتھ, فیر بھی ہوتا ہے اور ہوپ بھی ہوتی ہے. اور تو یہاں پر ان لوگوں کی صفتوں کا بیان کیا گیا کہ یہ وہ لوگ ہیں جو نیک لوگ ہیں, جو سجدے میں گرے رہتے ہیں. اور سیکنڈ صفت ان کی یہ بیان کی گئی کہ تتجافا جنوبہم, کہ یہ لوگ بستروں سے الگ رہتے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ کو پکارتے ہیں خوف اور امید کے ساتھ. اور پھر اگلی صفت بیان کی گئی کہ یہ اللہ کی راہ میں بھی اسپینڈ کرتے ہیں, خرچ کرتے ہیں. اور ایک اور آیت بیان کرتا ہوں, اس کے بعد انشاءاللہ مزید بھی ہم سنتے رہیں گے. سورہ فاطر میں بیان فرمایا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ارشاد فرماتا ہے, ان الذين يتلون كتاب الله, بے شک وہ لوگ جو اللہ تعالیٰ کی کتاب کی تلاوت کرتے ہیں, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, اور جو نماز قائم کرتے ہیں, وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, اور ہمارے دیے ہوئے رزق میں سے خرچ کرتے ہیں چھپا کر بھی اور ظاہر کر کے بھی یرجونا تجارت لن تبورا. یہ جو لاسٹ ورڈز ہیں بہت پیارے ورڈز ہیں, یرجونا تجارت لن تبورا. اس کا ترجمہ سنیں, فرمایا کہ یہ وہ لوگ ہیں, یعنی جو تلاوت کرتے ہیں, نماز قائم رکھتے ہیں, جو خرچ کرتے ہیں, یہ وہ لوگ ہیں. یرجونا تجارت لن تبورا, یہ ایسی تجارت کی امید رکھتے ہیں کہ جس میں کوئی خسارہ نہیں ہے. تو امید کا جو لفظ ہے قرآن مجید فرقان مجید میں کئی جگہوں پر آیا, اور یہاں پر جو آیا نا, یہ ایسا اس آیت کو پڑھ کے نا بندے کا دل کرتا ہے کہ یار بس اب میں یہ ان کاموں میں لگ جاؤں, کتاب اللہ کی تلاوت, نماز کا کو قائم رکھوں, خرچ کروں, اور پھر یرجونا تجارت لن تبورا, کہ ایسی تجارت کی امید لن تبورا کہ جس میں کوئی خسارہ نہیں ہے. اور واقعی میں جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے ساتھ تجارت کرتا ہے, تجارت سے مراد یہ ہے کہ جو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کی احکامات پر عمل کرتا ہے, تو پھر اس کا بدلہ, تجارت کا ایک مطلب بدلہ بھی ہوتا ہے, تو اس کا جو بدلہ ہے پھر وہ جنت الماویٰ ہے, پھر وہ جنت الفردوس ہے, پھر وہ باغات ہیں جن کے بارے میں قرآن مجید میں کئی جگہوں پر بیان فرمایا گیا ہے. مزید بھی انشاءاللہ تعالی اس کے حوالے سے حدیث مزید سنیں گے انشاءاللہ.
ڈیئر ویوز, الحمدللہ, یو بین ہیئرنگ فرام دی مبلغین, اینڈ دس کمبینیشن آف دی ٹو تھنگز وچ سم آف دی مبلغین ہیو مینشنڈ ریگارڈنگ دی فیئر آف اللہ اینڈ دی ہوپ ان اللہ سبحانہ تعالی, دی ہوپ ان دی مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ تعالی. سیدنا فاروق اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, ہی مینشنز دیٹ یو نو اف دیئر ور پیپل ہو ور آرڈرڈ to go into the fire of hell, except one person, and he would be placed into Jannah, I would hope that that one person who would be placed into Jannah would be me. Allah Akbar. Look at the level of hope, and look at the level of fear of the Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, and how they, you know, their lives were based upon this. You will find them that they would be crying in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they will be on their own. But when they will be amongst people, they will put this aspect of hope into the hearts of the believers. They will give them hope. And if you look at the battle of Badr, now the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, you know, this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving his companions hope. The Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they are going in the battle of Badr. On the other side, there's an army of 1,000. And on this side, there's only 313 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mm-hmm. Yet, look at the hope of the Sahaba. Who gave them hope? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mm-hmm. You got an army on the other side of 1,000, and on this side, only 313. And they didn't have that sort of facility. On that side, they had horses, camels, armor, everything. And on this side, they had few horses, few camels, and still that hope, in they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this led them to success.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Absolutely, Abdurrahman bhai. We should continue to have hope and we should fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. And you know, it reminds me of a personality of today, Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah. Right. You know, if you watch his Madni Muzakir, right, Alhamdulillah, he continues, you see him crying at times, but then his level of hope in the mercy of Allah. Just a few weeks ago, I remember I was watching, Amir al-Sunnah said that, look, he was just talking about husn-e zan in the court of Allah. Allah. And he was saying, kya ajab, that on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jalla says to me that, oh Ilyas, go into Jannah and take all your people into Jannah Azza. All those that followed you, take them into Jannah Azza. Meaning this is level of hope, and when he cries in the fear of Allah, Allah, we see that the world cries with him. We see that people who never cried in their life, they cry with Amir al-Sunnat. So this is a motivation for us as well. And Abdurrahman bhai, another point that I'll mention here is in regards to this is some people think to themselves, but I've disobeyed Allah for so many years of my life. I've disobeyed Allah, I've read my salah, for example, mazallah, I've done drugs, I've done this. People ask this question that, brother, will Allah forgive me? Inshallah, I will mention one ayah of the Holy Quran, and this is a motivation for us as well. Allah says, you proclaim, O my servants who have wronged themselves, do not give hope in the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, only He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. SubhanAllah. So we're getting this hope from this ayah. One example that I normally give, and it's a beautiful example that I heard from someone else. That today, you know, someone, let's say they've done a crime. Now, they go into the police station. They say to the police officer, look, I've done so-and-so crime. What's going to happen? That person is going to be arrested. Why? Because he's admitted to a crime. Now, let's say he's in front of the judge now. I've admitted to the crime. Just so, please, I will never do this again. What's the judge going to say to him? No remorse. Because you've done the crime, we're going to have to punish you. Then you can cry as much as you want. But he's not going to show you no mercy. Meaning you've admitted your crime, you've shown remorse to the judge, and you've promised the judge never to do that crime again. Allah. Still, he will punish you. Allah. Look at the court of Allah. The three pillars of repentance are what? You admit your sin. You have remorse in your heart and you promise Allah never to do that sin. It's mentioned in narrations that Allah will forgive all of your sins. Then it comes in narrations as well that Allah will change your sins into good deeds. Subhanallah. Meaning today what happens with the Hanan bhai, someone's got a criminal record, 10 years. Wherever they go for a job, it's criminal record, I've done this in my life. And then the people start judging, okay, maybe we can't give this person the job. Why? He's got a criminal record. You do tawbah in the court of Allah. Meaning your deed, Allah, your sin, this will be wiped off and inshallah it will be changed into a good deed, inshallah. Allah. This is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So one message that I would like to give to everyone here as well, but all those that are watching, is never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Keep asking for forgiveness. Inshallah, Allah will forgive you. Inshallah.
Dear viewers, alhamdulillah. This is what we are talking about today. Hope. And hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, Waseem bhai has very beautifully put it. And Shahid bhai, you know, so many times we have heard that one story of a person who's done the 99 murders. Okay? And he goes into the court of a monk, and he says that, you know, I've done this much, would Allah forgive me? And he says, no, you cannot be forgiven. So he kills him. And then he's done his century now. Yet, still, there's so many things from this, Shahid bhai. One is that, you know, that person still had hope after 99, after 100 murders, right? He still had hope in the mercy of Allah. That's why he's going and he's finding ways. And on the other hand, Look at the reward he got after that.
And Alhamdulillah, we just look at this, that one of the most important characteristics of a Muslim is that he remains positive, in a state, positive state of mind for the mercy of Allah Almighty. Because if you don't have the positive state of mind for the mercy of Allah Almighty, then you're losing hope. Then you think there's no solution to that. So whatever the circumstances a person faces, a believer is always conscious of Allah Almighty at all times. Now, you mentioned about the incident about the 99 murders and then Ghana committed the 100th one. What makes us lose hope of the Hanan bhai? If we just look on that, you know, this aspect, what makes us lose hope is that we easily become targeted by other things. That you've done so many crimes, you've done so many sins, you're never going to be forgiven. And when people start to have this kind of thoughts in their minds, people tend to drift away, and when they start drifting away, they think, well, they're not going to be forgiven. They've done so many crimes, they've done so many sins, so what's another going to make difference? So might as well continue doing it.
They continue with it.
And then they continue with it. And when a person thinks that way, that they will not be forgiven, and they may respond by going away from the mercy of Allah Almighty, they would, you know, make grave mistakes. And in that aspect, they are oblivious to the mercy of Allah Almighty. That if they realize that regardless how big the sin, how big crime they've committed, it's not bigger than the mercy of Allah Almighty. Allah's mercy is very vast, so big that we can't even comprehend on the aspect. So when people think on the aspect, oh, I've done too much, I'm not going to be forgiven, this is the satanic whispers in some aspects, the Shaitan's playing with us. Oh, you've done so much, you're not going to be forgiven. You must have carried on doing what you want to do. But we got to understand that our belief is that you commit any sin, repent sincerely.
Allah.
Seek Allah Almighty's forgiveness and promise yourself that you're not going to commit another sin or another crime in any aspect. And even if you do after that, seek forgiveness again. Love. Every time you do something wrong, you seek forgiveness. Ask Allah Almighty for His mercy.
And this is also for the viewers of Madni Channel as well. That only if we could, you know, when we've done wrong, we turn into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, no matter how much time you have done that wrong action, continue repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be granted forgiveness. Inshallah, we will take the book segment now, inshallah. And then we'll go back to our topic. After the book segment, inshallah, we'll see how the Muballighin is able to get this. Inshallah, display the book, inshallah. I think the most Muballighin, Waseem bhai is saying he's got the... Shahid bhai?
I don't know.
Shahid bhai is sick here. Shahid bhai thinks he knows. You start off? Hafiz sahab. Hafiz sahab, pehle you give up hope too early, Hafiz sahab. English, acha. Chalo, जी, if we can show the next paper. Vaseem bhai is saying he's got there, and I believe Vaseem bhai has got there, inshallah.
Calling of the river, Nehri ki sadaein.
Chalo, inshallah, Ustaz Saab is guessing. Let's see the next bit, inshallah. Ji, it's a book of Amilia Sunnat Damat Barakat Mulaliya. Very popular book, alhamdulillah. And you can say in some way, Allahu Akbar. Ji, the river to nahi hai, Ustaz Saab, isme ab stream aa gaya. Allahu Akbar. Chalo, it's similar type of word. Ji, Shahid bhai. Shahid bhai, still thinking. Allahu Akbar. Aap to na. Achha, theek. Allahu Akbar. Chalo, inshallah, there's still a chance. Next bit, inshallah, Zul. Ji. There is there now, subhanallah.
Calling towards the stream.
Calling?
Towards the stream.
Calling towards the stream. Chalo, Ustaz Saab bhi guess kar rahe hain. Calling to nahi, Ustaz Saab.
Calls.
Chalo, inshallah. From. I think we are on the final bit. Inshallah. Ji, final bit. Chalo, Ustaz Saab was saying calling towards the stream. Inshallah, before we show the full answer. Ji, Vaseem bhai.
Calls from the stream.
Call?
Calls from the stream.
Call from the stream. Ji, if you can show this, inshallah, the full booklet. Call from the streams. Vaseem bhai was right, inshallah, Zul. Shahid bhai? Still was thinking. Chalo, inshallah, Zul. Next time, Shahid bhai. Inshallah. You got there with your answer at the first, the puzzle. So, inshallah, it doesn't matter. There's still hope for you, inshallah. Ji, inshallah. Hafsab, there was that kalam. I think we'll listen to that. There's one call, inshallah. Maybe another kalam has been written. If we can hear the call, inshallah, Zul. And then inshallah, the audio call, then we'll move on to the kalam, inshallah. Ji.
My name is Muhammad Zakri. I'm calling from Birmingham, UK. MashaAllah, a very good topic. May Allah reward you, Abdul Hanan Bhai. May Allah reward all the Mabalidin who are in this silsila. I'd like to request this not. Bulalo phir mujhe shahe bahar upar matine.
Inshallah. Jazakallah for your call, inshallah. We will get our Hafsab to read this kalam as well. So there's two requests of kalams there. Ji, Hafsab, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bula lo phir mujhe shah-e-bahr-o-bar Madine mein bula lo phir mujhe shah-e-bahr-o-bar
Yeah.
Just going to take some Madani pools from our Ustaz Sahab, inshallah. And then we've got a package for you, inshallah, which we want to show you, inshallah. Ustaz Sahab, Umeed, subhanAllah, hope. So many to be mentioned regarding this. There's many verses of the Holy Quran and there's many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And we should always try to make this hope, build hope in people. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful environment of Dawat Islam is always giving us this mindset. And this is why for the views of Madani channel, we have this topic as well. Ji.
Bilkul, isi tarah se, lekin hope bhi jana, wo sahi rakhe na. Abdullah Anand bhai. Jo hope rakhni, wo bhi sahi rakhni hai. ایسا نہ ہو کہ بندہ غلط ہوپ رکھے اور پھر وہ جو نا اس کی بڑی پیاری ایگزامپل دی گئی ہے جو عربی کی کتابوں میں ملتی ہے علماء نے اس کو بیان کیا ہے فرمایا کہ جیسے کوئی شخص چاہتا ہے کہ اپنی اس کی جو فیلڈ سے جو اس کی کراپس سے اس کو جو لینا ہے حاصل کرنا ہے اگر وہ اچھا حاصل کرنا ہے تو اس کے لیے انہوں نے بیان کیا ہے کہ البذر جید الارض طیبہ والماء اور وہ نقی الارض میں شوق ما یفسد الزرع یعنی کہ وہ اچھا بیج لے اچھی زمین کا انتخاب کرے اچھا اس کو وقت کے پانی دے اور اس کو کانٹوں وغیرہ سے اور اس طرح کی جھاڑیوں سے بچائے پھر امید رکھے
اللہ
پھر امید رکھے ایسا نہیں کہ وہ ویسی امید رکھے یہ بات تو علماء نے فرمائی امام غزالی نے اور متصوفین علماء نے جو فرمایا نا وہ بڑا پیارا فرمایا وہ میں آپ کو یہاں پر بیان کرتا ہوں فرمایا کہ فالعبد اذا بس بذر الایمان وسقاه ماء الطاعات کہ بندہ جو ہے وہ ایمان کا بیج بوئے ایمان کا سیڈ بوئے وسقاه ماء الطاعات اور اس کو پانی پلائے اطاعت یعنی اللہ کی اطاعت کا پانی پلائے وطہر القلب من شوق الاخلاق الرديئه اور اپنے دل کو برے اخلاق کے کانٹوں سے اس کو تھون سے دور رکھے وانتظر پھر اب وہ انتظار کرے من فضل اللہ تثبیتہ علی ذلک الموت اب وہ انتظار کرے اللہ کے فضل سے اس کے قائم رہنے کا موت تک وحسن الخاتمتی المفدیت الى المغفرہ اور اس حسن خاتمہ کا اب انتظار کرے کہ جو مغفرت کی طرف لے جانے والا ہے تو فرمایا هذا هذا الانتظار هذا الرجاء یہ جس کا اس کا انتظار کرنا ہے اور یہ جو اس کا رجا کرنا ہے محمود یہ جو اس کا پریزیبل ہے اس کو یہ اس پہ جو ثواب ہے سب کچھ ہے اور فرمایا وانقطع بذر الایمان اب اس کا بالکل وائس ورسا وانقطع بذر الایمان ان تعهدی بما اطاعت او ترک القلب محشورا برضاء الاخلاق وان همک لطلب لذات الدنيا اور اگر یہ شخص اپنے ایمان کا جو بیچ لے رہا ہے وہ اچھا نہیں لے رہا اور اس میں اطاعت کا پانی نہیں ڈال رہا اور اس اپنے دل کو برے اخلاق کے ساتھ اس نے رکھا ہوا ہے وہ ان ہما کا اور فرماتے ہیں اس نے اپنے دل کو منہمک کیا ہوا ہے طلباً لذات دنیا دنیا کی لذات کو حاصل کرنے کے لیے ثم انتظر المغفرہ اور اب جناب وہ انتظار کر رہا ہے المغفرہ کہ بھئی مجھے بخش دیا جائے گا مجھے جو معافی دے دی جائے گی فرمایا کان حمقاً وغروراً یہ شخص جو ہے وہ بہت زیادہ احمق ہے بہت زیادہ اس کو کہتے ہیں بے وقوف ہے اور غروراً یہ دھوکے میں پڑا ہوا شخص ہے تو یہ جو ہمارے بزرگان دین نے فرمایا کہ صحیح امید ہونی چاہیے
اللہ اکبر نو ڈاؤٹ یو نو گنا جمپ انٹو اے جمپ آف آف دا بریج اینڈ تھنکنگ دیٹ یو نو ہیونگ ہوپ دیٹ آئی ایم گونا سروائیو اٹس بینگ ڈیف ٹو بی آنیسٹ ود یو ٹو بی ڈوئنگ دیٹ And really, we should plan with hope as well. And this is very important, inshallah. We'll take a Madani pool from Shahid Bhai, and then we'll go on to this package as well, inshallah. Shahid Bhai, you know, why do people lose hope?
Many people, they tend to lose hope. It's due to the comments made by people as well about something which they've done in the past. And they are tarnished by people continuously. With such comments, oh, you did this in the past, you done this, which then disheartens a person. And when he gets disheartened, he gets trapped in the whispers of the shaitan as well. And he now says, oh, people have already labeled you as such person, that you've done these things in the past, so they've already labeled you. So why didn't you continue doing these things? What we have to understand, when these are the whispers we get, we begin to drift away from the mercy of Allah Almighty rather than having hope for the mercy. And as humans, we are weak people. And if we have committed an error wrong in our life due to our weakness, we should repent and ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness. Because the sin which we have committed was due to the weakness. If we weren't strong in ourselves, we committed that sin. So we should ask Allah Almighty sincerely, Allah, please forgive me. If we look on the other aspect of the in our case, it's very important to understand that we should have this total hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty. And we should never, ever, at any time, think of losing hope of the mercy of Allah Almighty, despite how difficult or severity of the sin is that we've committed. As long as we have faith, we have iman, that Allah Almighty will forgive us that the sin I've committed due to the weakness, then we... inshallah, have this hope that Allah Almighty will forgive us for our sins.
Alhamdulillah, we've been learning regarding hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should all have hope, inshallah, as well. Inshallah, we've got a package for you, Ghulam Rasool, and inshallah, we'll see what the message Ghulam Rasool gives us, inshallah, for the views of Mandija Ji, inshallah. So continue watching, inshallah. We will continue with our topic after Ghulam Rasool's package, inshallah. Ji.
Fatima, stop it now. We should be in our class before our break ends. You had enough break. Come on, let's go now. Kaniz Fatima, stop it now. Let's go to the class. We should get to the class on time. We should make sure that we are on our seats before the teacher arrives. Brother Ghulam Rasool, come, let's first drink water. Then we'll go to the class. Brother Ghulam Rasool, today I will tell you the method of drinking water.
Sure, Kaniz Fatima. Please, go ahead.
Brother Glamorous, we should sit down before drinking water. Then in light, have a look inside the water in case there's any insect or fly in it. Then hold the glass in the right hand, read Bismillah and drink in three sips. In the first and the second sip, drink a little bit of water. One, two. And then drink as much as you like in the third sip. And at the end, we should say Alhamdulillah.
Well done, Kanis Fatima. Where did you learn all this from?
I learned all this from Amir Ahl Sunnat.
MashaAllah, Kanis Fatima. That's really good. But there's still one thing that you perhaps forgot to mention.
What am I forgetting, Brother Glamorous? I've mentioned everything.
Kanis Fatima, have a look in your glass. There's still a little bit of water left in your glass. You should also drink this water. It is very bad if we don't drink it and waste this water. It's not good at all.
Yes, Brother Glamorous, you're absolutely right. We should finish all the water and should not leave any in the glass.
Dear children, you should also drink water in this way according to Sunnah. Not only will this quench your thirst, but you will get reward also. And remember not to leave any water in the glass. If you have to leave water for any reason, then pour it in any plant. Or make sure to use it in any other thing. But make sure not to waste it at all. Because water is a very precious blessing of Allah Almighty.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Beautiful Madani pools from Ghulam Rasool. Alhamdulillah. I'm sure the viewers of Madani channel enjoyed it. Alhamdulillah. We are getting these types of lessons from the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah. Why these cartoon characters were created? Because so that we could able to rectify ourselves, we can ponder over our mistakes, we are able to learn something from this, inshallah, as well. Alhamdulillah. So continue attaching yourself with the environment of Dawat Islami, inshallah.
Maulana Hassan Reza Khan Alayhi Rahman, he's wrote an absolutely beautiful kalam, Tumhara Naam Musibat Mein Jab Liya Hoga.
Allah Hoga.
In there, he mentions, you know, the one share in it, which I think I can never forget to say. He mentions that kisi ko leke chalenge farishte suwe jahim. On that day of judgment, due to a person's actions, a person will be dragged by the angels towards the fire of Jahannam. This person, he will be looking right. He will be looking at what you just mentioned.
Allah, Allah.
He will be looking around.
Allah,
he
Allah.
Says, kisi ko leke chalenge farishte suwe jahim, wo phir phir ke dekhta hoga. Ya Rasulullah, meaning he will continue to look for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a message for all of us today.
Achha, you know, bhai, before you go on, I think we will again half us have to read this mashallah. You've done you can say the sharaf for it. Inshallah, we'll get half us have to inshallah read this inshallah.
Tumhara naam musibat mein jab liya hoga hamara bigda hua kaam ban gaya hoga dikhai jayegi mahshar mein shaan maha किसी तरफ
Beautifully he's put this picture, you know, and Waseem bhai, the other thing which making us feel here is that hope in the mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be our savior on Yawm al-Qiyamah. He will be the one who will intercede, he will be the one who will save us from the fire of hell, and he will be the one who will be taking us into Jannah. Allahu Akbar.
And just look at, you know, this Quran, you know, the first share. Yeah, look at the belief in the name of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, whenever we mention your name in a difficulty, we've seen that our work has happened. And this is a hope now for all of us as well. No matter what difficulty you are going through, remember the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Call out to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, he will help out.
There's so many incidents which, you know, Alhamdulillah, we know that people who were in this state and they turned to into the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fulfilled their...
Alhamdulillah. You know, the books, they are full of these particular incidents. But this is another problem of our time of the Hanbai. You know, today we're going through a problem. Now someone is telling us whether be hopeful, like we are telling them today as well, and ourselves today as well. But the thing is that because our mindset is not there, we can't be hopeful. Now, for example, now someone's going through a difficulty. Okay, brother, can you help me out? Brother, can you help me out? No, that I'm not saying this is wrong. Continue. But we don't ask Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you can remove our difficulty.
Allah.
But we don't ask Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is one of the messages that I want you to give today as well. Is that, look, difficulties will continue to come. This is part of life. Difficulties will always come. But remember, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep making dua in the court of Allah. Yes, the people will help you. But unfortunately, today we're not making dua in the court of Allah. The other thing is, I was speaking to someone a few days ago. And I was, you know, he was going through a difficulty, and I removed his difficulty. And someone gave him a wazifa through the Taweez Maktab. They gave him a wazifa, but the person giving the wazifa, the Islami Bhai, he gave a very valuable point, which I would like to mention here. He said, remember, when you are reading this wazifa, have full hope in the mercy of Allah. Now, today what happens is, okay, we've got a wazifa, we need to read this, for example. Is it going to work? Is he actually going to work?
You're in doubt before they even started the wazifa.
That's right. We're reading it, but is it going to actually work? So one of the things that we need to remember is when we are making dua in the court of Allah, when we are reading any wazifas, we need to have this 100% yakin that this wazifa is going to work. Unfortunately, today people are reading it, it's not going to work. I've been dua so many times in my life, my duas are not accepted. We need to make sure that we have full belief, and then we ask as well. There's a particular incident where there was a blind person at one darbar. Now what happened is a king passed, and a king asked him that, what happened? He goes, I'm asking for so many times, for so long, that Allah give me my eyes back. The king goes, look, I'm going to go to the darbar. When I come back, Allah, if you haven't got your eyesight back, I'm going to punish you.
I'm going to take your life.
Allah. This king goes, now this person is looking at it, what's going to happen to me? This, he pleaded properly in the court of Allah. When the king came out, his eyes came back, alhamdulillah. Then the king said to him, look, before you were asking as well, but it wasn't with the full heart. Now you've asked, Allah has given you. So this is something as well that we need to remain hopeful. But when we are making dua, or when we are pleading in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to make sure that our heart is also present as well. We're not thinking about other things. We are 100% have yakin that Allah will accept our duas. Inshallah, so continue to make dua in the court of Allah.
Let's leave you, alhamdulillah. So many other things to cover in our topic today regarding hope. Ustaz Sahab, आपके कुछ मदनी फूल जिसके मजीद मिले
इसमें अर्ज करूंगा कि भूलना नहीं है हमने कि ये बाज़ुकात ऐसा होता है कि होप की तरफ चले जाएं और खौफ को जना भूल जाएं ऐसा ना हो. मुबल्लिगीन ने शुरू में भी मेंशन किया, यहाँ पर एक मैं रिवायत बयान करूंगा, लेकिन उससे पहले एक बड़ा प्यारा एक कॉल है. फरमाया कि अर रजाउ वल खौफु जनाहानी, कि ये जो रजा और खौफ है ना, ये ऐसे हैं जैसे कि किसी बर्ड के दो पर हैं. आप देखें ना, जैसे एरोप्लेन को देखना, अगर उसको एक पर ना हो या टेढ़ा हो जाए फिर तो नहीं काम करना. तो ये दोनों पर हैं और इन दोनों को बैलेंस रखना जरूरी है. और आगे फरमाया कि बिहिमा युतय्यिरुल मुकर्रबून इला कुल्ली मकामिन महमूद, जो अल्लाह ताला के मुकर्रब बंदे बनना चाहें वो इसके जरिए जो है अच्छी जगह पर जा सकते हैं, जबकि दोनों परों को लेकर चलें. एक पर के जरिए नहीं, ना सिर्फ खौफ ना सिर्फ रजा, दोनों को बैलेंस करके चलना है.
सो डियर व्यूअर्स, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, दिस इज व्हाट इज ऑलवेज हैविंग दिस ट्रू होप इन इन द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला. वी हर्ड सो मेनी इंसिडेंट्स, वी हैव हर्ड सो मेनी इवेंट्स, देयर इज काउंटलेस इवेंट्स, पीपल हु कमिटेड सिन इन देयर लाइफ, पीपल हु आर द वर्स्ट ऑफ पीपल, एंड देन when the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shined upon them, when they had hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had hope that Allah will forgive them. That incident of the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, when there was no rain, and the person, he was the sinful, because of him there was no rain happening, But when this person, he relied, he had hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya Allah, today, if you reveal me in front of everyone, what will become of me? And he had hope in Allah, and because of this hope in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave, not only forgave that person, but also because of him granted rain as well. So my dear viewers, have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will, as humans, we will continue to do wrong. We will continue to commit sin. But when we will have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we will have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us, inshallah, we will get this forgiveness. Wasim bhai, in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many people are in different situations. Some, lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fact that when they've committed a crime or wrong action. Some, when someone is fallen ill. Some in worldly situations, people are stuck and they lose hope.
I read a statistic some time back ago, and it's something that still happens today. It's mentioned that every 40 seconds, someone is committing suicide in the world.
Allah.
Every 40 seconds, according to statistics, someone is committing suicide. What's the root cause? What's the reason? They have lost all hope in the world. Allah. They think that there's no way out. You know, my difficulty is so big that there's no way out. And this is why they go to this extreme. Meaning your life, you look after yourself. Meaning your life is everything. It's your everything for your family. Now, for someone to take this step of committing suicide, is, you know, someone's got to be at a very, very low level. So remember one thing, first of all, suicide is haram. And this is something that is forbidden in Islam as well. And no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the world brings you to, suicide is haram. Now, Abdurrahman, one thing that I would like to say here is, I read a research today. It was absolutely beautiful. And this is something that should motivate us. There was one university in the world, and they have done this research that those people that pray, they're at a less chance of suffering from depression. Why? Because they are continuing to bow their head in the court of Allah. Okay. Now, this is something that we should turn to, that no matter what the difficulty is, we should turn to the court of Allah. Uh-huh. Because it is this, there was a research among some patients, depression patients. And it's mentioned that those patients that were reading their namaz, they quickly recovered from this. Whereas those patients that were not praying, they took a long time to recover from it. So this shows you as well that for the mental health, which is a big, big thing of today, if you want to save yourself from this, inshallah, keep your connection with Allah. And when you keep your connection with Allah, you're always building hope as well, inshallah. The other thing that I would like to mention here, Abdurrahman, in regards to hope is, a lot of people lose hope. Why is this problem coming to me? But we don't understand that this problem coming to me could be better for me. This is why it's coming. One beautiful waqia that I'll mention, Abdul Habiba mentions that I was with one individual and he goes to me that I've got a very big business. I want you to go to my business and I want you to show you what I've done in this particular side. Now, you know, to reach that particular town, they had to cross a bridge. That night is mentioned that bridge was closed. Now, this person, he was an influential person, he started calling people that open the bridge. I've got Abdul Habiba with me in the car. I want to go to so-and-so place. He tried his hardest, but he couldn't get to that city. Now, what happened is, when the car reversed and they were going back, this person said, I've done shukr of Allah now once, I've thanked Allah twice. Abdul Habiba goes, first of all, you couldn't show me with your umid that you wanted to show me. You done shukr of Allah now once, but twice. You know what his words were. And this is something that if we implement this in our life, everything will become peaceful. He goes, we wanted to go to that place. Allah is the best of planners. There was something wrong for us visiting that place. Allah diverted us from there. So this shows us that no matter what the difficulty is, Allah is the best of planners. We think that something is not working for us. We think that this is wrong that's happening to us. But remember, Allah is the best of planners. Meaning he knows what's right for a person. For example, a mother takes a child to the hospital. The child is expected an injection. Child is crying, no, I don't want the injection. Mother goes, you have to have it. Why? She knows it's better for him. Allah. Same way Allah knows what's better for us. When these difficulties come, we don't know. Inshallah, they are better for us. This is the means of our rank being elevated as well, inshallah. Inshallah.
Very beautifully was seen by this poet. And the views of Bandi Chan is something which we should all be reflecting on. Never, you know, instead of losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, this is come, this problem's come, another problem's come on top of this. What's happening? And, you know, why is this just happening to me? These are the means of one of our forgiveness. These are the means of our elevation of our ranks. These problems, and keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, Ustaz Sahib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only puts that much upon the person which he can cope with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never overburden a person more than what he can bear.
La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah ta'ala har shakhs ko uske wus'at, uski capability ke mutabik usko mukallaf banata hai, usko takleef deta
hai. So, you know, dear viewers, we should not think that I am be overburdened. Whatever you can cope with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only going to give you that much to cope with, and have hope in the mercy of Allah, because after every difficulty there is ease. The Quran
fa inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra, har mushkil ke baad aasani hai. Allah kare hum is cheez ko samajh jaye. Aur Abdul Rahman bhai, wo jo aapne shuru mein kaha tha ki ye ek jumla hai ke duniya ummeed pe qaim hai, main thoda sa us pe gaur kiya. लेकिन मैं सोच रहा था कि दुनिया में भी ऐसा नहीं है कि दुनिया में बस आप उम्मीदें किए जाएं. मेरे ख्याल से खौफ भी है. अब जैसे मिसाल के तौर पे ट्रैफिक लाइट की बात कर लें, हाँ जी कोई बात नहीं, रेड लाइट है, उम्मीद है कि कोई मुझे नहीं पकड़ेगा, पुलिस नहीं पकड़ेगी, कुछ भी नहीं होगा, निकल जाए फिर क्या होगा. अच्छा इसी तरह से कोई बंदा क्राइम कर दे, कोई गलती कर दे, फिर नहीं जी उम्मीद है मुझे कुछ नहीं होगा, फिर ओवर स्पीडिंग कर दे 100 miles per hour की स्पीड पर, यार उम्मीद है जनाब मैं बच जाऊंगा, कोई मसला नहीं होगा, पहुंच जाऊंगा, जल्दी पहुंच जाऊंगा, ये सारी उम्मीदें मैं समझता हूँ यहाँ पर भी जना मैं खौफ की दुनिया में, दुनिया के मामलात में भी खौफ और उम्मीद साथ साथ है, वरना तो शायद दुनिया का सारा निजाम ही बिगड़ जाए. और फिर उम्मीद जना फिर हर जगह ही है. और फिर जब हम बात करते हैं इश्को मोहब्बत की, और फिर नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम की बारगाह में भी जाने की बात करते हैं, तो बस एक जने जहन में आता है कि बड़ी उम्मीद है कि सरकार कदमों में बुलाएंगे, करम होगा कभी हम भी मदीने जाएंगे.
बड़ी उम्मीद है सरकार कदमों में बुला, जब नजर होगी मदीने हम भी जाएंगे.
माशाल्लाह साहब, अच्छा है आपने क्लियर कर दिया. ये अमूमन सुना है कि ये जुमला ना
हो सकता है किसी और जैद के हवाले से सही हो, लेकिन बहरहाल एक और इसमें मुझे ये था कि दुनिया भी और दीन के मामला में भी और आखिरत में भी ऐसा ही है. अब्दुल हनन भाई, आखिरत में भी ऐसा ही है, क़यामत में. क़यामत में वो क्या है कि जब मैदान महशर होगा तो वहां पर देना बस वो एक यही है कि उम्मीद होगी.
उम्मीद होगी,
क्या उम्मीद होगी कि मचला है कि आला हज़रत फरमाते हैं मचला है कि रहमत ने उम्मीद बंधाई है, क्या बात तेरी मुजरिम क्या बात बनाए. वहां तो मुजरिम की बात बनाएगी उसको, अगर उम्मीद होगी ना कि हाँ उसने अगर दुनिया में उसका उसके मामला सही होंगे, अकीदा सही होगा, अल्लाह तबारक व तआला के मुताल्लिक नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम के मुताल्लिक, तो जरूर उसको जो है ये उम्मीद उसको पहुंचा देगी.
Shahid bhai, just a quick madani pool inshallah before we end inshallah.
Just a last point of the way, guys, being hopeful is nothing new. It's been with human from the beginning of mankind. Allah Almighty has sent this message through his messengers that have hope for my mercy and control the earth. So when we face with any huge task or any problem that we go through, any difficulty or anything as such, we should always remember Allah Almighty and hope for his mercy that Allah Almighty will forgive us.
Yeah, Wasim, just quick.
Hope, the spelling of it is H-O-P-E.
H means hold, O means on, P means pain, and E means end. Meaning hold on, pain ends.
Inshallah. Keep on watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.